Welcome back, everyone who's been tuning in to Radio Entrepreneurs, our reformulated version, our back to work and keep the economy going Radio Entrepreneurs. More people than ever are tuning in Radio Entrepreneurs. And why? Because we are at the forefront of what entrepreneurs are doing to stay in business, go to market with new strategies, keep people employed. My co-host for this segment, one of my favorites, is definitely Evan Macedo, of Sapris and Wallach, but also from our partner association, FEI, the Financial Executives International. Welcome, Evan.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's good to be here as always. And these shows are a lot of fun, so I look forward to keep doing them.
All right. You're looking very big on my screen. I don't know if you've been eating too much, but you're looking good. You're twice the size of our guest. And our guest is someone you know, Kirsten Furman, principal at Jumpstart Marketing. Welcome, Kirsten.
Hello there. Nice to meet you guys, and thank you so much for having me.
You know, Kirsten, I know Evan's going to jump in with some questions after I get started, but, you know, for me, marketing in this time is more important than ever. More people are on the web, reading information, getting information. You can't, traditional ways of meeting are now gone, and you must be quite busy. So why don't you talk to us about all the things that you're doing for your client organizations?
Yeah, thank you. You're right. It's actually been quite busy these past couple of weeks. Busy in a good way, busy in a bad way, kind of everything. We hit the gamut. And you're very right that marketing is quite important, because one of the most important things right now in this crisis, generally, it's important, but right now it becomes even more important, is to continue to communicate with people. Communicate with your clients, communicate with the individual that sits behind those organizations that you are ordinarily talking to, and the gamut of what you're communicating about with these people has actually expanded quite a bit. So as far as us having been busy, it's really been a lot of communication strategy building for our clients and beyond. We've been with organizations, helping them, giving interviews like this as well, just to give advice on how you can actually straddle this current pandemic from a marketing perspective.
Most of your clients in a specific segment of the marketplace, is it more service, privately owned, family owned, public companies? What are the niches you tend to be busiest with right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. We actually run the gamut. Just Jump Marketing in general does not hit a specific industry. We run the gamut across industries, but the one common thread has been that we work with companies that traditionally have a little bit of a resource challenge within marketing. They have a lot to communicate, but only a certain amount of people. So we either become the marketing department of our clients, or we're the helping hand with the marketing department. And often it's the strategic end of the marketing department. So we kind of put the head of a CMO on and work with the organizations. And it's actually across industries, as I said. So we run from manufacturing to financial services to we've actually worked with a convent before. We work in professional services. It's just really the gamut across the board. And as far as, you know, small or big, it's also been running the gamut there as well. We've had small entities that we work with, solopreneurs, but we also have worked with global companies that needed marketing help as well. So it's really been an interesting mix.
Evan, I'm throwing the ball at you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Kirsten, I know that right now there's been a lot of companies that are in turmoil. A lot of people have been laid off. And people are just wondering how they're going to get through all of this, which I know, I'm sure, has changed around your whole marketing perspective. What would you say are some of your do's and don'ts during this time on trying to approach people?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. And I think it's a really important topic to cover as well, because marketing has changed in its nature. And I think it also goes along with sales as well. Obviously, this is not the time to do what you used to do in the past, both on the sales as well as on the marketing side. So really, we've been talking a lot to our clients on how to actually change their marketing strategy from what they had before. And you guys probably all have heard about, you know, the audience that you work with, the personas, your core competence, value proposition of your products, et cetera, to your clients. Those are kind of the marketing lingos that one hears quite a bit. But when you look at this pandemic and you look at the different kind of stages that people have been going through, it's actually been changing the audience and the way that the value is actually communicated and understood as well from what it was before. So what I'm talking about is, if you think about the beginning of, you know, us all being locked up, we really all kind of experienced challenges with fear, being paralyzed, not knowing what to do, a ton of questions, no answers whatsoever. That was a phase that was a very challenging phase to market to an audience. So what we've been talking a lot to our clients is, ditch the idea of marketing, think about communicating. And I've talked about that earlier today as well. I haven't used the word marketing itself to an audience at all during this conversation. It's the communication that you need to do. The next phase that everybody seemed to have gone through was kind of rolling up the sleeves, understanding this is no different. So let's figure out how to do that. You know, you've gone through, how do I actually do the Zoom? How do I keep the kids and the animals, various animals, at bay so that they don't bark during conversations? Stuff like that. It was very tangible and very kind of, you know, tips and tricks were shared during that time frame. Now we're kind of entering a phase of, one of my colleagues just called it quarantine fatigue. So it's actually very, very personal all of a sudden. You know, people are getting very exhausted at staring at screens every day long. It's exhausting to figure out how to actually get off a meeting, jump on a meeting, and make it somewhat natural. It's exhausting to be locked up inside with the same people over and over. The kids have stopped, you know, looking at, yay, we have no school, and then all of a sudden realizing how great that used to be. So, you know, it's a very different time frame. You're locked up with your partner, where when you had a tiff in the past, you know, you were able to separate and go to work. And now all of a sudden, it's just constantly there, and it makes it very difficult. So what I'm talking about is, from a marketing perspective, you actually have to think about, you know, what the challenges are that your audience is facing right now, and have to find a right tone and the right challenges that you need to be addressing and communicating. And what we've seen with our audience is that it has changed quite a bit from being very product focused and service focused to being really more a community focused. So you're sharing a lot more of your own challenges. You're sharing a lot more of what's happening behind the scenes with your organization. So you might actually talk about how you're trying to get the PPP versus where beforehand you probably wouldn't have talked about finances at all. You know, stuff like that. So that's really been the majority of the work, is to sensitize people to understand that the audience is now facing a different challenge and you have to address that.
Well, quite an extensive answer. You clearly have some marketing experience. But so let's go back to Jumpstart. How long have you been in business, and who else is involved with Jumpstart? Do you have staff too that you're dealing with during this time?
Yeah. So first of all, it's just Jump Marketing, and we just jump in here into the marketing.
Just Jump, sorry.
That's okay. So yeah, we're actually a team of 9 people. We have copywriter on staff. We have developers that we work with. We have graphic designers on staff. So we have a long team of people, and extensive people above and beyond as well, that we've been working with for a long time. We have been in business since 2013. So it is a somewhat long history, certainly not as long as some of our clients when I look at Evan. But it's starting to get up there in some years as well.
Evan's firm is over 80 years old, Evan. So it's an amazing company. I think it's starting on its fourth generation. What was your background before doing this?
I come from business strategy. So Just Jump Marketing is actually very strategy focused, and I think it's driven by my background itself. I always look at the company's business strategy first. Then we look at how a marketing strategy actually fits into that business strategy. And one of the biggest reasons behind it is we're very, very goal-oriented. We feel that marketing needs to have a seat at the table and that it can truly contribute and not just be a cost center. And in order to do that, you really need to understand where the path is leading you, what you're trying to accomplish with an organization. So everything that we approach, and I feel very strongly that that's the way that marketing should be done, is to actually first ask, okay, why are we actually undertaking that? And how can we measure whether or not we're successful? So again, my background is in business strategy and project management, actually.
Okay. For our listeners, again, we've been speaking with Kirsten Furman, principal at Just Jump Marketing, and my co-host of Evan Macedo, VP of Finance and Operations, Sapers and Wallach, and also our representative with our partner on Radio Entrepreneurs, FEI, Financial Executives International. Kirsten, if someone were looking for you at Just Jump, how would they find you?
So obviously we have a website, justjumpmarketing.com. They can also go ahead and email me at kirsten@justjumpmarketing.com. That's Kirsten, is K-I-R-S-T-E-N, not Kristen. And my phone number, I'm always on my phone, 617-803-3523. And I kept the best for last. That is my phone number. I'm much easier to be contacted via text than I am via email. So if anybody looks for us and needs some guidance, this is certainly a great way to touch base with us.
Great. And Evan, if someone is looking for you or also is interested as a CFO in FEI, could you give us those two contact pieces of information?
Yes, absolutely, Jeff. If anybody's looking to get in touch with me at Sapers & Wallach, you can go to our website, www.sapers-wallach.com. That has all of our contact information on it. And if you're looking at FEI, if you just go on to your Google search and type in FEI Boston, you'll find the whole Boston chapter, and then you can find out all the different resources that we have there.
Great. I want to thank both of you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs today. We know you're both going to be back for sure, Evan, weekly. For our listeners, more stories to come on Radio Entrepreneurs.